The City of New Westminster has recognized the efforts of property owners who have worked to conserve and preserve the city's heritage. New Westminster has declared February 20 to 26 as Heritage Week, a time it says provides British Columbians with an opportunity to learn more about the province's rich and diverse histories and for communities across BC to recognize the work of heritage organizations and volunteers. The theme of Heritage Week 2023 is Always in All Ways, which invites British Columbians to explore their local community's heritage in all the ways that excite them, said the city's proclamation. This could be anything from joining a walking tour or visiting a museum or archive, to attending a cultural cooking class and sharing a meal with others or spending time enjoying our city's unique spaces and places. On February 13, City Council handed out plaques to owners of some newly designated heritage buildings. Designated heritage buildings display these plaques in perpetuity as a symbol of the value that the keepers of these buildings and the community put on our heritage places, said Mayor Patrick Johnston. This presentation is one way we celebrate Heritage Week in our city. Johnston noted the homes and buildings receiving plaques at the February 13 meeting represent six different neighborhoods across New Westminster and five decades of development and history from the 1890s to the 1930s. We are really grateful for the time and effort that has gone into restoring these buildings and protecting them for the long-term benefit of the community, he said. We thank the owners, the builders, the historians and the other community members who invest their time, their energy and their passion into these projects. These heritage buildings help connect us to the past and to the stories of our city. Judith Mosley, the city's senior heritage planner, said the city has not been able to come together to present the plaques in some time, so 11 buildings are being recognized at the 2023 Heritage Week presentation. Here are the properties that received plaques for having received their heritage designation. Asterisk 508 Agnes Street, the Freemasons Hall, built in 1911. Downtown 612 Brantford Street, the Fulton, Thompson residence, built in 1890. Uptown. This is the oldest house standing in the Uptown neighborhood. 746 Ewan Avenue, Shimkiewicz residence, built in 1923. Queensboro. 327 4th Street, Bell residence, built in 1913. Queens Park. 305 Gilly Street, Nellie Mercer Cottage, built in 1916, Brow of the Hill. This was built as a store building and relocated in 1927, when it became a residence at a time when homes were needed because of a population boom. Asterisk 323 Regina Street, Edgar House, built in 1928, Queens Park. 515 St. George Street, Adams House, built 1912. Originally built in the Moody Park neighborhood, this craftsman-style home was restored after being moved to Queens Park in 2002. 632 2nd Street, Pew Residence, built in 1937. Glenbrook North. 224 6th Avenue, Makepeace House, built in 1937. Queens Park. 109 3rd Avenue, G.R. Speck House, built in 1911. Queens Park. 125 3rd Street, J.J. Johnston House, built in 1905. Queens Park. Your participation in the conservation and preservation of heritage places is greatly appreciated, Mosley told owners of designated heritage buildings. Follow Teresa McManus on Twitter at Teresa McManus. Email tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.